Well, good morning. It is 11:17 a.m. on Friday, January the 3rd, 2020. Okay, I remembered that part. I'm gonna put this back in my pocket. I don't know what to talk about today. I got my words. I got them in. I got the bare 2,000 words in about 35 minutes ago. But I slept in till 7, dubbed around till 8, didn't start right till 8 o'clock. So overall, it took me about 3 hours to get them. 2.5 to get them down, but I wasn't bearing down. I wasn't actually like spending 3 hours writing. I could only spend like an hour and a half. The for the words is keeps track of how long you're actually working. I don't know quite how they do it. It's overstated a little bit, but if you don't type anything for a certain amount of time, it stops the counter. Which is handy, because you can actually stop it on purpose. If you're going to step away, clicking on a little counter in the bottom will stop it, so it doesn't count the stuff you're spending time on that's not in the document. But I cleared off a couple quests this morning, got a couple of things done in the game, got 2,000 words, moved the plot along, got the story unfolding nicely, I got... I got to unzip because the official temperature is like 33, but with the sun shining down, it feels much warmer. Oh, I got my hood up. I can take that off. That'll help. There we go. Back door said 40, basically. The thermometer at the back door said 40 degrees, which is what I put on the picture this morning. I have to figure out how to turn the learn from what I write feature back on the phone. Apparently I turned it off, not realizing that it was... I wanted to reset all of the bad words. All of the strings of characters that weren't actually words. And so I did that. But apparently I turned off the ability for it to learn. So it used to be really easy. You know, bring up the picture, type. I would type the first word for the image was always the hashtag for TMMW. T-O-M-M-W. So it always filled it in for me, and then I could pick the first digit of the temperature, and it would tell me what temperature I was going to pick 9 times out of 10. And then, you know, partly always filled in cloudy, light always filled in breeze. It made posting really easy. Now I have to spell them all out individually. In spite of the fact that eventually, I hope eventually, it will come to the point where CLOU will give me cloudy. Or at least a choice between cloudy and clouds, but I don't know. I did get my meditation in this morning. I'm working on staying in the walking meditation. It's really easy for me to walk along and have the meditation playing It's a guided meditation, so Andy is always talking to me in one ear. And Andy put a comb from Headspace. And he's not talking to me, it's a recording. But I always have Andy in one ear. So I can hear with the other one, I can hear traffic noises and people coming up behind me and dogs barking and stuff. But it's easy for me to drift off into thinking about the story, thinking about the book. I was thinking about one of the drifts I had this morning, was thinking about the Dark Knight Station story and a kid named Robbie Murphy who has appeared. I don't know exactly where or what or how or anything yet, but Robbie Murphy has appeared along with somebody who apparently owns a restaurant or diner or something. I don't know exactly. I wrote last night, in case you're wondering, after I got my words done for Wizard, I went and last evening I was feeling a little, it's too early to go to bed, it's too late to play a game, let me see what I can do. So I queued up a monster in For the Words and started doing some more of the free writing for the Dark Knight story. Section and let this person go. And I got an extra 500 words out of yesterday, which is kind of cool. I might do it again this afternoon. I don't know. We'll have to see how I feel. The thing is, I want to develop a specific set of habits, and to do that, I need to do those specific things. Now, writing is one of the habits, but writing in the morning, writing first thing, writing the 2K down so that I can go do other things for the day. That's the deal. Get the words down in the morning, get my 2K in the morning, and I'm free to do anything else I want. Now, second drafts are going to be one of the other things I want to do. So is the walk, by the way. Although, once the temperatures get back around to summertime, I'll be probably doing the walk at like sunrise and then going back to do the words after. That's neither here nor there because it's not today, it's not tomorrow. Today is today. So anyway, back to meditation. I was working on staying in the moment. I was working on staying in the being aware of the five senses. It's hard because you don't really taste a lot when you're walking. Although, I do taste the toothpaste that I used just before I left the house. So, it's not like there's nothing for me to taste. There's always some smell. There's always something to hear. Like the bird, like the plane that's flying overhead. It's Superman! No, it's just it's a light plane flying overhead, the car's going by. Occasionally the birds. I heard some crows squawking earlier. Earlier in the day, there's more bird sounds. But it's almost noon here at this point, so. So the sounds, the touch, it was interesting to think about it because he was leading me through the issue of acknowledging but not naming. Which is an interesting challenge. It's like, feel the air against your skin, but don't think about feeling the air against your skin. Just feel it. So my jacket was zipped up pretty tight. So I had a little bubble of cold air right underneath my beard. So I was like, feel the cold air without thinking about feeling the cold air. Just feel the cold air. Which is harder than it sounds. It's like, don't think of a pink elephant. just consider the idea of a pink elephant, but don't think about it. Which is actually not a very good metaphor. However, making a turn, headed east. Sun is almost off my right shoulder. It is a beautiful morning. It really is. It's a little chilly. It's quite refreshing. There was quite a lot of cloudiness around. There's a really interesting batch of mackerel sky off to the southeast, but that's pretty much gone. There's still a lot of really high thin clouds. At least I think they're pretty high. I don't know, they could be like 20 feet up and just really close to me. Shit. I'm going back. I was looking at the clouds. Get ready. Say it with me. Bunk post. Okay, now I can continue. I literally went back 50 feet to get that bunk post. I also did my first set of calisthenics last night, which was that was rough. I only did 10. So 10 sit-ups, 10 push-ups, 10 burpees. I didn't do the jump burpee. I did the standard burpee. Get down on the floor, get up again, get down on the floor, get up again. That was after I had done the 10 push-ups and 10 sit-ups. Oh, I also did 10 leg lifts just for lower abs. But then I did 10 burpees. Yeah, that was comical. And not in a... not in a fun way, comical, but it was comical. So, yeah, I in my daily journal, in my little journal, I keep a day, I keep one side of the page for things I'm supposed to do today. The other side of the page is timekeeping, so that I have kind of a rough record of where I spent the day going forward. And lately, I've been just terrible at filling it in. I get my writing in. Yesterday I managed to get in the write down the walk and the talk and the grocery run and lunch, and the afternoon was basically play a game until 4:30, and then I started dinner. And I only time from 8 to 6. So 8 in the morning to 6 in the evening. So anything before 8 o'clock is my time in theory. Anything after 6 o'clock is my time in theory. In practice, it's almost never the case, but by getting writing in, when I can wake up at 6, I got up at 7 this morning. I needed it because I was up until 11. Reading. Oh, speaking of reading. Anyway, I have a bunch of stuff in my bullet journal. I'm keeping notes. Of things that I want to do for the day. And I have some set things that I just repeat every day, every day, every day. I turn the page and repeat the same set of things that I want to do every day to try to keep track of what I'm interested in and managing. And meditation is one of them. Certain sets of mindfulness is another. And I've for a while I was doing pretty good. I would, you know, my mindfulness exercises were like, okay, we're going to make the bed this morning. We're going to make sure all the dishes are clean and put away at the end of the day. And being aware of what time it is through the course of the day, which is it's almost a pointless exercise for me, unless I set a timer to beep every hour to remind me to look at the time. I have no idea. If I get engaged, If my ADHD hyperfocus kicks in, color me clueless. It could be 7 o'clock at night. I was sitting there yesterday afternoon thinking, I'd like breakfast. Forgetting all about the fact that I had already had lunch. I was like, no, this is crazy. So mindfulness, trying to be more aware, trying to be more in the moment, and having it be completely short-circuited by either writing, which is good, or playing a game, which is not really good, because then it's 5:30 and people are saying, so are we going to have dinner tonight or what? We have a very blue-collar schedule in my house. We eat dinner at 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is late. Someplace between 5 and 5:30 is generally considered to be dinner time in my house. It's a blue-collar thing. That's the way I was raised in Maine. Back in the day, I know a lot of my academic friends have dinner around between 6 and 7, and a few of them are just having dinner at 8 o'clock at night. And I'm like, really? How do you manage that? I'd be chewing off a leg. But I think it's all in the habit. So what was I talking about besides? Oh, what I'm reading. I think I mentioned yesterday that I was going to start looking at Glenn Stewart's urban fantasy because I like a lot of urban fantasy. Rachel Aaron's urban fantasy, the Detroit Free Zone series, and Annie Bellet's 20 Sided Sorcerers. Great stuff. I loved it. I went through, I think Annie's got a new book. I have to go look. But I went through all of Annie's stuff a couple years ago, all that was out a couple years ago. And I've been reading, I read Heartstrikers. It's a Rachel Aaron book set in Detroit's Free Zone. I read Heartstrikers. Heartstrikers was fun too. But I really like Opal Young A. in the Detroit Free Zone series. This starts with Part-Time Magic, and the second book is Minimum Wage Magic, and then Part-Time Goddess. And there's a new book coming. I thought I saw her say on Twitter that she had finished the first draft. So that's optimistic. I'm looking forward to the next book. But I started reading Glenn Stewart's Onset. Let me write that down. Onset series. Rumor is he's not happy with the sales of his Onset series. So there may not be any more of it coming along. But what's there is there. And it's at least three books. It might be four. And I started reading it thinking, okay, what's Glenn Stewart's take on urban fantasy? And the answer is, it's really hard to separate it from military science fiction, except that it's magical. It's also set on Earth. He had me when the demon's name is Nathan, so I may be a bit biased. Everybody calls him Ix, I-X, not to be confused with Ish. So I don't know. I've known Glenn since before he started writing Onset, so I don't know how much of this is just coincidence or actual Easter egg. But be that as it may. It's set in a small town. The main character comes from a small town in Maine, which I liked a lot. So I'm particularly biased. It is quite based on a lot of physical and magical conflict. And I originally passed on them because they're fighting vampires. Vampires, do we? But vampires are basically the generic a magical enemy, immensely powerful. They actually emit a supernatural venom when they bite, which is what turns people into vampires, rather than the bite itself. But the whole thing, the whole setup, the whole world building, the whole rationale of it kept me up at 11 o'clock last night, which, you know, I like Glenn's writing. I like the way he writes. I like his stories. So, on set, Glenn Stewart, GLYNNSTEWART. That's what I'm reading right now, and I'm just loving it. I've got books and books and books ahead of me to read, so I'm really excited. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.